USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chief Justice John Roberts swears in senators as jurors for the impeachment trial of President Trump.
Do you solemnly swear that in all things appertaining to the trial of the impeachment of Donald John Trump, President of the United States, now pending, you will do impartial justice according to the Constitution and laws, so help you God.
The senators, then in groups of four, also signed a special impeachment oath book. The North American trade deal is headed to President Trump's desk following a final pass by the Senate. The vote was 89-10. The USMCA has strong bipartisan support in both the Senate and House. It was approved in the House right before Christmas. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow set another record, gaining 267 points to finish at 29,298. This is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
Mexico is taking action against a migrant caravan. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The president of Guatemala says a caravan of migrants that's been heading towards the United States has been blocked from entering Mexico. The president saying that the Guatemalan government was told by Mexico's foreign minister that the caravan would not be allowed to cross Mexico's southern border at Honduras. Mexico's foreign ministry has not commented on that Guatemalan report.
A federal judge on Thursday postponed sentencing for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn after he moved to withdraw his guilty plea for charges of lying to the FBI. Flynn pled guilty 2 years ago to lying to federal investigators about his contacts with the Russian ambassador to the United States during the Trump transition period. The sentencing has been pushed back to February 27th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, as the Senate formally receives articles of impeachment against President Trump, many Democratic senators are calling for fairness in a Senate trial, to which Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham, tells everyone,
Chuck Schumer is not seeking the truth. If you think Chuck Schumer is trying to find out what happened here, you're missing a lot. He's trying to make the argument, if you don't call a witness, you're trying to cover up for the president. The truth of the matter is that Chuck Schumer is willing to destroy executive privilege.
Graham speaking there on Fox News. President Trump's signing of a landmark trade agreement with China is sure to help many farmers in middle America. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem tells Fox News this is a big deal for farmers in her state.
Well, it was historic. This trade agreement will have a real impact on real everyday people. For decades, we've been treated unfairly by China and their trade practices. They've protected their markets. They've manipulated their regulations. And what this agreement does is it really, for the first time, gives us a fairness issue that we can take to the bank. So our farmers and ranchers in South Dakota are thrilled that this is through phase one, that they now have the ability to do what they do best, and that's feed the world. The president just never stops. So no matter what the distractions are, he keeps working and follows through on his word. He said 2 years ago that he would renegotiate this trade agreement.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.